I wish I'd have checked that before I came down. This text in Micah. What are we supposed to do? Do the right. That's probably Siddiq. And to love goodness. And walk humbly with your God. That's what we're supposed to do. You can skip the rest. Offering up your children or... So I give my firstborn for my crime? No. This is what you do. You see? You do the right. You honor the truth of every relationship, including your relationship to me. You honor the truth of it. That's Siddiq. Huh? And to love goodness. Huh? Probably Tov. I didn't know, said, this has been a busy morning since I have to leave right after to go to Philadelphia to start that conference for the priests. Now, our Lord, in the Gospel, you can meditate, and if you can, meditate on Psalm 50. It's a marvelous psalm. Because God comes and says in the beginning, it doesn't start that. You see, we have the second part of the psalm here. First part is, why are you burning all these cows? You know, why are you sacrificing all these birds? The whole world is mine. I could have all the animals I want. But this is what I want from you. See, and that's why we have that text in Micah, walk humbly with your God. And now we have it. And so it says, well, what is... And they try here to give a... He that offers praise as a sacrifice. The text really says, Todah. Todah is a very special kind of prayer. It's this prayer. Todah is the word for thanksgiving, acknowledgement. So the Lord is telling us, it's not just at prayer meetings that I want you to praise me. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get to heaven, get wind up in heaven and have a culture shock. You know, you're not praising. You know, you got to praise God. Well, so you get stuck. Of course you get stuck because we're so dumb. So then just stop and think and keep praising God, you know, for his creation, for his mercy, for his care, for sending his son Jesus to get us out of hell. You know, praise him. Or take the creed or a psalm and just start. I praise you, God. I believe in one God. I believe you, one God. I praise you, one God. You are the Father Almighty. You can do everything. And praise him. Okay. Then we have the need for a sign. And why do people want a sign? These kind of people. God gives us signs all the time. Right now there's a beautiful, powerful healing ministry going on in the church. It's marvelous. Jesus is healing people out of mercy to bring them to himself, to remind us that there is a God. But the most important thing going on right now is not the stock market, it's God. So wanting a sign means force me to believe. That's the sign. There's plenty of signs all the time. But force me to believe. You see? And there'll be no sign. Except the sign of Jonah the prophet. In the Jewish tradition, Jonah is the preacher of repentance. They read the book of Jonah on the feast of Yom Kippur. So the first sign is Jonah the preacher of repentance. Second is this figure of Jonah in the belly of a whale, which is a... I have no time to go through the book of Jonah right now, but it's a marvelous satire on the narrow-mindedness and selfishness of the Jews. Why don't you go and tell Nineveh about me? And so, and when he goes up there and they do repent, he gets in a mood. He didn't want Nineveh to repent and be forgiven. He did what the Lord told him because he was afraid not to, but he didn't want it to work. And so, you see, that's what's going on. But there's something here, you see, greater than just the preacher of repentance or somebody who's going to come back from the dead. There's something greater here. Hoping that they'll ask, at least themselves, what can he mean? Who's greater than Jonah or Solomon? So again, we have this both texts today telling us we can often look in the wrong direction. Because what the Lord wants is, as the text in Micah said, the Lord wants conversion. And we'll give him anything else to save ourselves from changing. I don't know why, but it always occurs to me when I'm in the souk. Well, the souk I'm most familiar with is Jerusalem. And so you go to buy a pair of sandals and you say, I want some brown sandals. And the seller says, he doesn't have any, but he picks up a pair of black sandals and he says, you'll love these, you see? And you say, I'm not going to love them, I want brown. But we do that to God. He wants obedience. He wants forgiveness of others. He wants zeal for preaching. And we're going to do, I don't know what, raise money for a new school. I don't know what we're going to do. And he says, no, that's not what I want. So we give it to God saying, you know, you'll love it. He says, no, I won't. I want your heart. I want your conversion because I want my son to live in you, to prosper in you, and to work through you. Okay. So let's pray.